They showed us unusual kindness. After 2 weeks adrift, 267 shipwrecked people finally reached the shores of a Mediterranean island. They were soaking wet, exhausted, and terrified. In their near brush with death, they had experienced their powerlessness against the forces of nature. Among them was a prisoner heading toward Rome to undergo the judgment of the emperor. This isn't one of today's news stories. It happened to St. Paul the Apostle, who was being taken to Rome, where he would crown his mission as an evangelizer through the witness of martyrdom. He was sustained by his unshakable faith in divine providence. Despite being a prisoner himself, he managed to support and to encourage all his companions in their misfortune until they ran aground on the beach in Malta. The people of the island welcomed them and lit a huge bonfire so that they could gather around it and warm themselves. The islanders then looked after them during the winter for about 3 months, after which they gave them all they needed to continue their journey safely. They showed them unusual kindness. Paul and his other shipwrecked survivors experienced practical care and kindness from people who had not yet received the light of the gospel. The welcome they received was not rushed and impersonal, but genuinely helpful to the visitors, and showed no cultural, religious, or social prejudice. This could only happen through the involvement of each and every member of the entire community. The capacity to accept others as part of every person's DNA, because we all bear within us the image of the merciful Father. This is the case for those who have a strong Christian faith and those who do not. It is a law written in the human heart, which the Word of God has brought to light and developed from the time of Abraham right up to Jesus' revelation. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. The Lord Himself gives us strength through His grace so that our fragile will can reach the fullness of Christian love. Through this experience, Paul also teaches us to trust in God's providential intervention and to recognize and appreciate in all the good we receive through the concrete and love of many people who come across our path. They showed us unusual kindness. This verse from the Acts of the Apostles was proposed by Christians from various churches on the island of Malta as the motto for the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity 2020. By working together, these communities support numerous initiatives that help migrants and people in need. They distribute food, clothing, and toys for children. They give English language lessons to enable social inclusion. They want to strengthen this capacity for acceptance, but also to nurture fellowship among Christians belonging to different churches so as to bear witness to their shared faith. And how do we bear witness to God's love to those around us? How do we contribute to build up united families, supportive cities, and truly humane societies? This is what Carol Lubick, the founder of the Focolare, suggested in a commentary from December of 1986. And we quote, "Jesus showed us that loving means accepting others as they are, just as He welcomed each one of us. We can welcome others with their likes and their dislikes, their ideas, their faults, and their diversity. We can make space in ourselves for others by overcoming prejudice, judgment, or an attitude of rejection that may be in our hearts. We give no greater glory to God than when we strive to accept our neighbors, because it is then that we lay the foundations of fellowship. Nothing gives as much joy to God as true unity among peoples. Unity attracts the presence of Jesus among us, and His presence transforms everything. So let us approach each neighbor, intending to welcome them with all our heart and lay the basis for a relationship of mutual love.